Good evening. You are listening to Level Yourself Podcast, and I am your host, Jans. We are super excited to connect with everyone this evening. Say hi, ladies.
Hi, this is Liz.
Hey, guys, I'm Camille.
So today is episode 1 from our series, Setting Intentions. So first, let me start off by welcoming the month of March. I am very excited. The weather is nice. There's good things coming over. So it's 3 months in the year, right? So where are we, ladies, with our intentions? How are we doing? I don't know. We're like 3 months in, and have we set our intentions? How have we been keeping our intentions? What can we say?
I'm working on it. One of my intentions is to let go of fear and embrace courage. I feel like I am definitely trying to stay out of my head and just be more courageous with things and trying to keep that at the forefront. That's like one of my main intentions for 2018. I know we took a little poll. We asked some of our peoples, our friends, our family, what their thoughts are, if they're setting their intentions. Camille, what was some of the things that they said?
Well, we surveyed about 15 or 20 of our closest friends and family, me, Jance, and Liz, and not many people responded. I think it was a matter of the shock factor that we were asking such a serious question. I'm not too sure what it was, but mostly everyone said yes. Only about 5 people responded, or 6, and they did say yes, that they did set intentions, and they overall just are trying to stay positive.
Okay. So, for example, it was 2017, the ball dropped, it's the new year, and as a lot of people do, you know, they're like, oh, 2018, I'm setting my intentions for 2018. And I set my intentions, and I'm 3 months in, and I'm in the works of, you know, trying to stay afloat to, you know, what my intentions were, like staying focused and not falling off. But I did that, and I feel like every year I do it, and there's times when I fall off and I come back. But it's not so easy for me all the time to set intentions and then, you know, keep them. So that's the hard part, because it's very easy for me to say, you know, A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little difficult. Like for me, one of my intentions were, I'm going to start saving the month of February, and I feel like it's one thing after the other.
And now it's March already.
Right. Exactly.
How much now, have you saved?
Now it's March, and it's like, all right, how do I stay focused, right?
Right.
So, and do you feel like the surveys we sent out, you think that's one of the things that probably they thought about, like,
I think also it's like having that partner or somebody to express your intentions to, or tell them your goals, and then them having, being like your cheerleader, so to speak, like them having your back, like, Jazz, did you save $20 this week? Oh, how much did you save from your paycheck? Or did you set up a savings account?
But that could get annoying also.
I know, but that's
everyone in my business. Like, that's annoying.
It's true, but if you have somebody that you're close with, they could be like your friendly reminder and have your back, and it could be vice versa. Like, they, you know, you share your intentions with them, your goals, give them dates of when, okay, I want to have this amount of money saved by this time, or I want to be able to move by this time. So the person be like, all right, what are you doing in order to get to that goal? That's the main thing. It's like, all right, one thing is having a goal, but then another thing is, what are you doing to get to that goal? That's the main thing. So a lot of people, they set their intentions for 2018, and they're like, all right, these are my goals, this is what I do, I want to lose 20 pounds, and I go to the gym every day, and that's what I'm going to do. But then, what are you doing? Are you doing it? Like, are you living it? What are you doing to get to those goals?
Like, what's the plan?
Right.
Well, the thing is, me and Liz, we did a vision board workshop, and what we did was we made a vision board. I don't know what you did, Jance, as far as setting your intention. Maybe you made a list or, you know, save pictures to visualize, but we made a vision board, and I have it hanging above my altar and in my room, and I take some time out to really spend time visualizing it. Well, not visualizing it because it's up, but just really thinking about it. And I notice as the time is passing, I see bigger things than just the board. Like, I feel like almost as the pictures I put on the board are almost coming, like, expiring.
Wow.
Like, as if things are coming into fruition faster than I even thought.
That's
so
cool.
I think it's probably time to make a new one, actually. But this podcast actually was one of the things, the intentions I set was to be more vocal in 2018. And bam. Liz hit me with the Jan said we should do a podcast, and I was like, no.
Yes,
but I'm here and I'm doing it and I'm talking, so
yay.
That was a big deal for me. So
I guess I'm your accountability buddy, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
So it seems like definitely having someone to have to, like, you know, keep you focused and grounded and reminding you definitely
mm-hmm.
works for you.
Mm-hmm.
One, like you said before, I don't like people in my business.
Yeah.
I like to keep things quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually do a list.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, like, try to go back to that list. And, you know, daily things happen and I get overwhelmed or there's a lot of things that go on and then I forget. And then how, you know, I try to remind myself, all right, let me go back and look at this list. Because I definitely, you know, I said 2018 is the year for me to save money,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's really what I want to stick to, and that's what I feel like a lot of people do at the beginning of the year. And me, 3 months in, I think that I've been staying focused. I've been staying focused and sticking to my word. But, you know, what are things that can help other people do it? You know, stay focused. And I know that there's times where we're going to fall off track,
right?
Because it happens.
Right.
And it's just coming back. Like, how are we going to come back to the focus point?
I think the main thing is, like, not getting down and forgetting your goal and saying, all right, you know what? I didn't save all this time. Forget about it. I'm just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, resetting yourself. Just, like, every day you reset yourself when you wake up and you start a new day. I think that's you know, thinking about it in a similar way of, all right, I didn't do anything towards my goal yesterday, but yesterday was yesterday. So
right.
Today's a new day. These are my goals. This is at the forefront. Let me reset myself and start again. Let me level myself.
Level yourself.
And start again, right? That's why we're leveling yourself. So I think that's one of the main things is, like, realizing, like, not getting down on it, realizing that you can reset and start over. Like,
yes,
don't
it's,
just
it's
stop.
Your path. It's
right,
your
it's
path.
Your path.
Yeah.
So it's you're the one, you're the leader of your path. You're the leader of your own destiny. So it's really up to you to reset yourself.
And also, like, with our survey, someone I know said that, you know, it's something that they wanted to do for a long time. Like, I have someone that we know that's getting married in September, and he said, you know, I'm getting married. It's something you wanted to do forever and ever, so you're going to do it. It's sometimes, like, you feel like now is the time I'm going to do it. Like, almost as if now, it's like it's your destiny to actually accomplish this. And it's not really an accomplishment. You're living it. So
right.
Now is the time. We know it's way easier said than done, but this is just some of the responses we got.
So,
right, some of the.
So it's sticking to your guns. I'll tell you a very funny story, and it just happened this weekend. I wasn't even planning to say this, but we went out, we celebrated a friend's birthday, and it was really, really fun. And okay, my intention is to save money this year. I budgeted myself for this party. I said, this is how much I'm going to spend. And then after, you know, they're like, where's the after party? Where are we going?
Oh, man.
wait, what? I was like, no, I'm going home. And I was like, no, I am going home.
Right.
And, you know, they kept
they
insisting
corny,
or whatever. Exactly.
Hang out with them.
feel like you're going home. That's boring. But I really was really trying to stick to my guns. I knew that if I was going to go out, I was going to spend more money than what I budgeted myself. And that's right. not what I want to do.
Right.
I want to stick to my guns. I want to, you know, make sure that if I say I'm going to spend this much, I'm going to spend this much. And that, you know, that was very interesting to me. And that was very hard for me to do. So what I would say, I think it would be really, really interesting if we can post this on our Instagram. And right. then, you know, people can definitely give us some feedback or tips on how they keep themselves focused.
Yeah, definitely.
And 3 months into March,
right.
where are they? If they had intentions and have they held them up? Or if
yeah,
they
in
haven't.
2018.
Yeah. yeah, and I think it would be good if you guys can post or let us know some of the tips. Like, we talked about accountability, having like a buddy or a friend or somebody to hold us accountable. We also spoke about vision board. Or manifesting, envisioning the things that you want and your intentions. Right, visualization. So if you have like any ideas or things that you, tips that you use, please let us know, comment for us. And keep us posted, keep us up to date, because, you know, that's what we do, but you may have ideas, spread the word, spread the positivity, that's the main thing, that's the focus.
And just to add to Liz, remember, you're not alone in this, we're here to support, this is a day-to-day thing, this is what Level Yourself is all about, and we're a community, so we definitely want to hear what you guys have to say and how you can help each other. Oh, God. This is Liz's happy song.
That's my happy song. That's my happy beat.
It was a pleasure connecting with everyone this evening.
Yeah.
And we hope to hear some of your feedback, read some of your feedback on our Instagram, Level Yourself. This is Jans, and I am checking myself out this evening.
Good night, guys.
This is Liz. Good night.
Good night.